Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is Acadiana Sports Station. 1037 The Game and 1037thegame.com. KLWB, Karen Crow Lafayette. Just after 6 o'clock. And Sports Chat with Dave Schultz starts now.
I'm going to put it right on the line. Been a lot of complaints already.
Connect on Facebook or follow on Twitter at 1037 The Game.
It's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils.
Listen live with the 1037 The Game mobile app.
The naked man has few secrets. A flayed man, no.
Or online at 1037thegame.com.
All right, place your bets. Place your bets. Here we go.
And now, Dave Schultz.
Super team.
It's on right now.
Over your favorite sports girls out of Lafayette. I'm Shakira Martin with News 15.
And I'm Emily John Greco with KLFY News 10. How are you feeling this morning, Shakira?
I'm feeling great. I'm glad we were able to kidnap Dave. Dave is gone. We kidnapped him. He's in the basement, locked up.
But not really, just in case there are any police officers listening to this.
Right. We're not the guy from the Netflix show You. We are not psychos locking people in the basement.
No, Dave is just off for the next few days, so Shakira and I will be filling in.
We are taking over. We have so much to talk to you guys about today.
We do. Also, Joey is going to be our guy this morning.
Joey.
He's currently setting up some cameras on us. I don't know how I feel about this.
It's too early. I don't have my makeup on. I don't look like what I look like on TV, so.
But he's giving us a thumbs up, so I guess we look okay. All right, so for today, we are going to talk, obviously, we have UL baseball. They played last night. We're going to talk softball. They're still off to an amazing start.
Yerp.
We're going to have Coach Broadhead call in later. I know they have their pink game this weekend, so we have a lot to talk about there. We also have STM head basketball coach calling in a little later, so we can talk some high school hoops.
High school hoops, and we have John Arnold from News 15 as well, calling in to give us a fan's perspective about the sports stuff going on in Louisiana.
And, of course, Gerald Grunig, good old Acadiana Eats. We'll hear from him a little later. I'm sure he will be loud and upbeat, as he always is every morning. I don't know how he does it.
Acadiana Eats?
Acadiana Eats.
What is that?
Shakira.
Tell
me. It's all about the food around Acadiana.
So does
it's
he
amazing.
Go around eating?
He goes around and he eats. And he always makes you hungry, no matter what time of day you are watching his segments. You just want to eat whatever it is he's eating.
Does he show up to work with food?
Sometimes he blesses us with some food, but most of the time he's just eating it right on location.
He would be my best friend.
He always says, down the hatch, and then he eats.
He
it.
Eats.
Yeah. It's great. Gerald, we're excited to have you on this morning.
Yeah, and I can't wait to ask, how does it feel when you taste something that's not too good, but you're rolling on TV? Like, you have to make a face.
Well, anyone who knows Gerald Grunig, he is a born and raised Louisiana boy, so he pretty much will eat anything.
Fun and exciting. Well, let's go ahead and talk about some sports instead of food, because we'll be in here starving for the next 3 hours. Okay, so UL baseball had a game yesterday against Louisiana Tech, and it was a long, good game, but the guys fell short.
They did. And, you know, Louisiana, they've got a lot of talent returning, and even though they're not having the start so far to their season that they want, the good thing is there is a lot of baseball to be played, and that's one of the great things about baseball season. It's not like football where you kind of have to have your identity in those first few games.
Right.
So they have time to figure themselves out. Their biggest weakness, which coach already knows this, is the mound. They've
okay.
got so many young pitchers on the mound. But he said it, if you guys have ever heard Coach Robichaud talk, you know that this is about to be a robism. But he has to get these pitchers weathered. A lot of them are coming in from, you know, obviously not college. They're coming in from high school. And they're not used to playing on the playing field that they're playing on currently. And when you open a season against Texas, I mean, that's a good ball club right there. And for them to have held their own and then claim game three, avoid the sweep, it shows that this Cajun team, give them some time, guys, because I have a feeling they're going to have a good season.
So yesterday, watching the game and listening, what did you feel when the guys were playing? I mean, the game, Cajuns had the game like mid-six, and then Louisiana Tech came back. Then they eventually tied the game. They sent the game to 10 innings, and then Louisiana Tech, that is.
La Tech
just stole the game.
Let's see. So La Tech had two in the bottom of the six. So then it was 2-1.
2-1.
So then, like you said, you're right. Well, Louisiana tied it up in the top of the ninth. That was huge right there. And that's where you're like, okay, these guys are going to definitely get some momentum. Can they get another run in the top of the inning
to
just, you know, hopefully take it, given that they play good defense and nobody gets a run in the bottom of the ninth. But unfortunately, that just kept the game tied. Like you said, they went into extra innings. The Cajuns could not score in the top of the inning, so
they had 10 hits in the game overall.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible. 10 hits and no win? Terrible. But it happens, and like you said, it shows potential. I'm growing to learn baseball.
Okay, well, let's talk real quick. So for those that don't know, Shakira, you haven't experienced a lot of baseball games.
I'm from Texas. The only baseball that I've experienced was the Astros winning, and that's because that's what us Texas do. We win.
But did you actually go to an Astros game?
No.
Okay, so you haven't actually experienced it.
No, but it's been fun. Going to the baseball games, I can understand why people show up with beer and why you get drunk. It's cool. I've always watched the highlights on ESPN. Like, oh, that guy really, he hit the ball really far.
He hit the ball. Yes, that is a good thing to do in baseball. If you can hit it far, hopefully get a home run, get it over the wall. Those are the best. Have you ever been to an MLB game at all?
Negative.
Okay. If you ever go, you have to do, I think it's like the 7-inning challenge. And you have to drink a beer and eat a hot dog each inning.
I could drink a beer every inning, but I don't know about that hot dog.
You have
I could
to.
Take a bite of the hot dog.
Nope.
7 hot dogs, dude?
I mean,
I did that once and I was sick for 2 weeks in college.
You ate 7 hot dogs?
Well, my dance team had a party. Of course, it was the hamburgers and hot dogs. And I'm a fat girl at heart. So I was just eating the hot dogs because they were good. And I didn't realize how many hot dogs I ate. And it was like 3 or 4. And I was totally sick for 2 weeks. I couldn't dance or anything. So eating 7 hot dogs each inning, I don't think I can do that. But I can definitely do the beer part.
Well, maybe the beer part will help with the hot dogs.
Maybe.
It's like essentially like a hot dog eating contest. Maybe you can like dip a hot dog in a beer.
Oh, my gosh, Emily. Is that
I'm just saying, it's a fun game.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I probably ever ate 7 hot dogs, but once again, we've reverted back to food.
Yeah. My first baseball game was at Alex Box.
Yes. You have reason. So that was your first ever baseball game,
first
like high school,
ever,
college.
Ever, besides me swinging the bat in the batting cage, ever.
Well, Alex Box is a great place to have your first baseball experience. What did you think about it?
Well, LSU Tigers were playing ULM, and it was a great atmosphere. Of course, the Tiger fans were all there talking smack and ready to roll, and then ULM got like a home run on like the third run. Well, what is it? It was like the third person up to bat.
Okay.
And they got like a home run. And I was able to witness like the crowd go from, yeah, to, huh? So that was pretty sick. It was cool. The atmosphere was great. I end up honestly was like, okay, baseball isn't too shabby. Like it was cool. It was cool. I was happy with the atmosphere.
Guys, she's telling the truth too, because I was covering the Cajun game that day and I actually got a text from her and she's like, all right, I'm liking baseball.
I'm liking baseball. And then I went to a softball game here, mm-hmm. and I know it's like two different sports, but the Lady Cajun softball team here is like, what? They're like lit. Like, so that was a good time for me to experience the length of how long a game can, like, possibly go.
How did you feel about that? Because that LSU-ULM game, for a while there, ULM was holding the Tigers.
They were.
LSU baseball, they always have a very good season, very good team. They have a lot of talent returning, just as the Cajuns do this year. So both teams, I'm really looking forward to watching them. But when I saw that score, I mean, LSU found their way at the end. They put up 12 runs. But I was just like, what are – really? Like, y'all are falling behind to ULM. And even, you know, the other few games that they've played, I know they had their military weekend was the opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few games that were a lot closer than I would have expected for LSU baseball.
Yeah, that game was, like, pretty intense, like, in the beginning. And I was like, okay, I think I'm being spoiled because I don't think all baseball games are going to be this good, like, on the third inning. Like,
yeah, when it comes to shooting highlights, if you guys don't know in TV, like, sometimes we get to stay at the game for the whole time. But when it's just us, like, on our day, if it's just on the weekends, it's just me and Shakira. Like, we don't get photographers. So we are praying for a run in those first few innings so we can run back to the station, edit those highlights, and get it on air for you guys. So you got a little spoiled with 12 runs from the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, I got a little spoiled. And you know who else spoils me? Like I said, the ladies over on the softball team at UL. They are spoiling me because Kendra Lamb, she's good.
She is. She is also, she's a young pitcher. So Coach Jerry Glasgow pretty much made it known that Summer will be starting on the mound, which is understandable. She's older, more experienced.
Yeah.
So she's going to be starting on the mound for a good majority of at least the first half of the season, because the second half they can kind of relax a little bit given their schedule. Hmm. So we're going to see a lot of Summer. I know he said on the press conference on Monday, when it comes to Kendra, you know, it's like when you recruit a number one quarterback.
Yeah.
You don't put them in right away. You don't want to do too much to them. You kind of need to ease them into the game, ease them into the playing field. So that's what he's doing with Kendra. And, you know, I mean, for her to throw two no-hitters on her first two nights, that was amazing.
That's a high standard to set.
It is, but it's very similar to what Summer Ellison did last year. So
tell me what she did. I wasn't here last year. Remind the listeners.
One of the best players in softball, Summer Ellison, was on All National. I can't think this morning. What am I talking about? On a playing field. Like, everyone was talking about Summer Ellison because, one, she was such a young pitcher, and she came out like Kendra Lamb and did so well. And everyone was like, well, what? Wait a second.
Who's that girl? La,
na, 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 la, la, la. It's Summer Ellison and Kendra Lamb. No, but this is going to be a great season for them to have started.
It's going to be a great season. I'm super excited.
Sorry, I keep messing with the mic. Yeah. I keep accidentally unplugging myself. My bad. Joey's there to help me out. Sorry, guys. But yeah, it's going to be a great season for them, obviously starting off undefeated. You know, I asked Coach Glasgow if he thought that this would be the way that his season, if he ever pictured his season starting this way. The Cajuns are ranked top 10 right now nationally.
Top 10.
And he was like, honestly, yeah. He was straight up. He was like, after seeing the way that these girls played in the offseason, I had no doubt that they were going to start like this.
That's the kind of coach you want coaching your girls. Like, a coach that is going to say, of course we're top 10. Like, he sees the potential, he knows your worth, he's gonna push you. And I mean, Will Wade has some things to say yesterday after the LSU game. We'll talk about that shortly, but Glasgow is the coach that, you know, is saying
we would play for Glasgow.
Totally.
Well, hey, we're gonna take a quick break. If you guys have any questions or want to comment, make sure you call us at 337-706-0111.
1037 the game.
You the coaches, the players, and all the movers and shakers. Let's face it, everybody loves Dave.
They think he's a righteous dude.
This is Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 103.7 The Game.
I'm about to start singing along. We were born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and our mama was a hippie.
Hello, Emily. I don't know the words, but I'm here for it.
You don't know the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Of course not.
Oh, man.
But we should go do karaoke.
I'm down.
Where's the karaoke spots in Lafayette?
Okay, so I actually went to a karaoke place once here, and it is now shut down, and I'm very sad. It's actually up the street by, like, all of our TV stations. It was called, what was it, like, Sunrise? Do you know what I'm talking about, Joey? Sunshine? No, he has no. It was Sun something, and it was great.
What's your karaoke song?
All right. My karaoke song is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just a small town girl. Everyone has to break out to that.
Are you a karaoke type that, like, wants to showcase your talent, or are you a karaoke type that wants the audience to join you?
So I'm embarrassing, and I was in show choir. Not that that's embarrassing, but I was in show choir in high school.
That's cute.
I was in show choir. I was a cheerleader. I did this. I did that. But I always bring it up as if I should audition for American Idol or something. Like, I act like I'm the next Carrie Underwood. If you guys ever actually hear me sing, I'm not the next Carrie Underwood, and I'm not even close.
When I used to have a Tinder, my bio said professional shower singer.
Yeah, like, everyone's good in the shower.
But I'm a professional shower singer.
I can understand that.
So imagine me during karaoke.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I feel like I've never actually sang for real by myself in front of anyone because I don't take myself seriously enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was asking, like, what kind of singer are you? Because, like, if you
I
get
want the crowd
there,
to join in. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Oh, so you're a let's go.
Yeah, I mean, Don't Stop Believing is the ultimate let's go.
Yeah, I know that song.
Fist in the air. Yeah. Let us know what your guys' go-to karaoke song is.
Yeah.
Call us and let us know, and we might actually make you sing on the air.
Call us, and maybe I'll get you a record deal by giving my people your people's number.
She'll get you a shower record deal. You'll become a professional shower singer.
I need a shower record label is on and popping. I am ready for this.
We're going to go off board a little bit, just like Dave does.
Of course.
We've been looking at some of the stuff that he's talked about over these past few days. We saw one about a strip club.
Yeah, like how many days before you could take a girl to the strip club. And I was very disappointed that there wasn't, like, the first date. It was automatically, like, the second date. And I was like, what? I want to go on the first date. Show me your wild side from the beginning.
I don't want to go on the first or the second.
When do you want to go?
I don't know. But I would like to get to know someone a little better before I...
No, let's get to know each other with someone naked in front of us. Like, that's better. I have to know if, like, if Dave is, like, giving the date, like, money to actually throw, that's even better. Like, if you're giving me $100 to throw, like, do you know Joey?
No, from what I understand, the best part of this story featuring Dave is the fact that the person who told it to him said that the guy who originally took the lady on the date to the strip club, the strippers all knew him on a first name basis.
Oh, he
like he walked in and they were like, "Hey, Rob, how you doing?"
That's where he usually goes. He was a regular, is what we used to call those in my bartending days.
See, like, but why would you take them to a place where you're a regular? Because if I was walking in, everyone's like, hey, I'd be like, who are you? Why are you going to strip clubs this often? I think he should have taken her somewhere that he wasn't a regular, right?
So still a strip club, but not a regular. Is that a poll question? Like, do you take your date somewhere where you're known or somewhere where you're not known?
I don't think that happens very often. I mean, who are you that you're just known everywhere? I mean, unless you're Dave Schultz. Dave's known
everywhere. He is the man. He walks around with the shirt with his face on it. So everyone is going to know Dave.
Yeah, everybody is going to know Dave. And they're all going to say, shut up, Dave.
Shut up, Dave.
All right, let's get back into sports. I know we were talking the Lady Cajuns softball team before we went to break, so I'm about to pull up their schedule real quick.
Real quick.
Okay, so far they're 11-0.
11-0. You know what I'm saying? That's a good 2019 way to start. That's how I want to start my year.
It is. But now they're about to really be tested because they're finally on the road. They're heading to the Baylor Invitational. They're going to take on Kent State on Friday, then Baylor on Friday as well, and then they're going to take North Texas on Saturday. So what do you see, Shakira, as, you know, one of the biggest challenges when you're on the road?
You know, it's probably like the crowd situation, like unfamiliar faces, like cheering against you. So like the pressure is really on to like stay in your zone and like try to really win. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I mean, yeah, definitely the crowd is a huge part, and then unfamiliar territory as well.
Right.
You know your own field, you know how to play, you know how you can hit to get it over the wall. So when you're going into a new stadium, I think that's always difficult. Plus, when it is baseball and softball, I really think having the bottom of the inning home field advantage helps so much because you know what you have to do in order to win. If you're if you're in the top of the ninth and you're down by one, you know, hey, this is it in the bottom.
Yeah.
So I think that's another, you know, when it comes to home field advantage, obviously, that's going to take a lot. And then they do have, I mean, the Cajuns in general on all teams have had so much talent returning. And so while they do have a lot of leaders on this team, when it does come to the younger arms like Kendra, you know, this is going to be their first test as well on the road. How are you going to play on a different mound? Yeah.
This is the right time to get it. But since the ladies are going to Texas, if you guys are listening, I just want to say, do yourself a favor and get you a breakfast taco somewhere in Texas. Like, trust me. And write this down. Get you a carne quesada con queso.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, you know I speak Spanish. You know I'm Afro-Latina. So it is a breakfast taco that is a stew meat. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's like a gravy stew meat. And then you get the cheese on top of it. It's usually like a $3 taco because the cheese, the restaurants charge you 75 cents. I don't know why. But it's a breakfast taco. It's the best taco. You're going to be in Texas. Get you a bacon, egg, and cheese taco. Get you a bean and cheese taco. Get you a breakfast taco while you're in Texas, ladies, and I promise you, you will win this tournament. But they also just won their last tournament, which is their tournament that they hosted, the Louisiana Classics.
Mm-hmm. And they won the Raging Cajuns Classic as well. They won undefeated in that. So.
Of course they won because they're 11-0 right now.
Duh!
Duh! It's ladies' day and it's ladies' year. We have more sports talk coming up with you. Oh, 2 hours, like 3 hours.
We've got a lot to talk about, guys.
A lot
and call
talk
in.
About.
I want you guys calling in. I'm a little offended you guys haven't called yet. I want to talk with you people and make you sing your karaoke song. But we'll be back on 103.7 The Game. Here's something fun we have going on. The 2019 Sun Belt Basketball Tournament Getaway, powered by J.P. Thibodeau, Honda, Nissan, Kia. 4-day, 3-night stay in the Country Inn and Suites in Metairie. Tickets to all of the men's sessions, Acme Oyster House gift card, Tourney merchandise, and Audubon Zoo passes. I love the animals. Have to sign up and enter in the clubhouse on 1037thegame.com.
Broadcasting to an audience that clearly deserves something better.
He's a sick, driven man who has little hope for any measure of contentment unless he receives professional help.
Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on Acadiana Sports Station. 103.7 The Game.
Waiting. Up and down the boulevard, their shadows.
Sing it.
Searching in the night.
We are waking you guys up this morning,
Acadiana.
This one's
for you, Adam. Don't stop believing if you're listening to us. Believe in us and believe in yourself on this, what is it, Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. We always forget the days.
I know. Our off days are during the week, so it really confuses us.
Yeah, so technically today is my Sunday. Because I'm off today.
Yeah, today is my Sunday, but I have to go in and shoot a story, so it's not really.
You are overachiever. News 10, or what is it? KLFY. It's so lucky to have you, Emily.
Well, thank you. I hope they feel the same.
If you're going in on your off day, they should.
Hey, so we had some breaking news last night in college basketball. Zion
was little Bow Wow off of Like Mike and broke his shoe.
Yeah, not a good look for Nike when it came to that.
Yo, I think it's so crazy that it wasn't a good look for Nike, but then it was a good day for Nike because Colin Kaepernick jersey dropped yesterday and basically sold out.
Yeah, but that happened before Zion.
I know.
Now people are mad at Nike.
Yeah, I mean, I ordered my jersey at the end of the night, and it was like only smalls and 3XLs available. So I was like, dang, all right, I'm glad I got this, but I don't think I'm going to get any shoes from Nike for a while. Did you see the play?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I saw all over Twitter, I'm going to be honest, guys, I was trying to sleep given that I had to wake up at 4 a.m. this morning. It didn't work out very well.
Not at all.
But it's okay. I'm still here. The biggest thing I saw on Twitter was everyone was talking about the ticket prices for that game.
$2,500 to watch
Zion. And he's
in
for 33 seconds.
Yeah.
But people, I mean, they bring up a good point. This is when it comes to why shouldn't college athletes get paid? The amount of money that game drove in, and Zion doesn't see a dime of it, and now he's injured off of the only free thing that they really get as athletes, you know, gear, and now that's injured him.
I just hope that the kid is okay. He has such a bright future ahead of him, and it's just, like, really sad to watch a good guy go down. Not saying, like, oh, if you go down, you're a bad guy. It's a good thing to watch. But I'm just saying it's bad. And they said that it was a mild knee sprain. I'm hoping it's mild. I'm hoping it's just that. And I'm hoping he's available to come back. And I think Duke just has 5 games left on its regular schedule. So as far as, like, his return goes, like, it's what is best for the player at this point, right?
Yeah. He needs to look out for himself and his future.
And the Pelicans. Too soon?
You want him coming to the Pels?
I mean, it'd be cool to, like, report on him, but if the Pelicans are going to get him, I don't really think so.
Does anyone really know what the Pelicans are going to do?
I don't. All I have to say is Gail Benson for president, though.
Love her. Okay. Gail Benson, you guys might get tired of us saying girl power this morning, but girl power, you go.
She's great. She's great.
She is.
I don't know about firing Dale Demps, like, now, but.
Why not? If she feels the need to do it.
He needed to. If you were going to fire him, firing him after, like, then, like, after the AD stuff happened, like, that's when you should have did it. Like, you let him stick around, then he plays AD, and then AD gets hurt, and then you fire him.
So I want to know, what are your thoughts on them essentially forcing the Pelicans to play AD?
Okay, my thoughts is this. According to ESPN, the NBA were going to fine the Pelicans if they didn't play him, right?
Correct.
So what did the Pelicans do? They play him. But what the Pelicans should have did is put him in a game for 2 minutes and then take him out. Why are you playing this guy 30 minutes? That, like, he just disrespect. I don't take disrespect lightly. And I'm not saying he, like, dumped on the Pelicans, but, I mean, I would feel some type of way as a fan with all the stuff that happened with AD, the Pelicans, and the Lakers, and then nothing happens, and then all of a sudden he's like, well, I plan to play. Do you really plan to play, or do you have to play? And then it's like, it puts the Pelicans in an ugly position, because then they're, like, winning, they're losing, they're not gonna get, like, what they need at the end, which is, like, the draft picks. They're not getting the right amount of limelight to the organization. And I don't think, like, the guys are really thinking about rebuilding. I think Gail Benson is thinking.
Do you think she should have gotten rid of AD during all the offers that
No, I think not getting rid of him was smart, because I mean, you get more for him later, you get better opportunities, and you get put in a better situation. But at the end of the day, wow, he gets injured. Wow, we really didn't see that coming. Like, seriously, his finger. Oh, my gosh.
I understand. I completely understand why people are like, you know, just put him in for 2 minutes. Set up. But at the end of the day, you still got a team to run and you still want to win. And you can't deny AD.
Do you
good.
Or do you want to just slump the rest of the season and get a better draft pick?
I think that you still want to win.
I didn't know that they were winning.
I'm not saying they are, but I think that they're attempting it. I'm not saying AD should play for 30 minutes, but I definitely think that he should be in for more than two. He's a good baller. Whether we like the way that he did the Pelicans or not, you can't deny his talent on the court.
You know who is a good baller who you can't deny on the court?
Michael Jordan. LeBron James.
First off, I am offended that you said Michael Jordan and then you went straight to LeBron. Why are people forgetting that Kobe Bryant played?
He was my next one.
He should have been your second one. That infuriates me. People forget that Kobe Bryant.
I don't think anyone forgets that Kobe Bryant
played.
Well,
you don't hear
NBA.
His name come up as much as always, like LeBron James and Michael Jordan. LeBron James and Michael Jordan. And I'm like, where's the Kobe talk? First off, Kobe has how many rings? And why do we play the game? Why do you play? Do you play for your legacy? Or I'm just saying, do you play for a legacy or do you play for the rings? I mean, Michael Jordan, of course, have both. But like
GOAT.
GOAT. But like LeBron James?
LeBron James. I think the reason that he's talked about so much is because not only is he great on the court, but he's amazing off of it. Like, he's an amazing human being, and he's really good at basketball. Like, you can't deny that LeBron James is a great player. And you know what I get pissed about is when they I know we're looking. I always say that, and I get a double. is when we compare Michael Jordan and LeBron James, because I'm like, the two are playing two completely different games.
Yeah.
You can't compare Michael Jordan playing in the NBA when LeBron James is playing in the NBA.
So you said LeBron James is a good guy. I guess Kobe Bryant is out of that talk because of his scandal and then throwing Shaq under the bus. That's so
Shaq,
tragic.
Man, Shaq is a character.
I've met Shaq.
You know he's from Louisiana.
Yeah, and he went to school in San Antonio.
There you go.
So I was like, hey, Shaq, you're meeting Shaq.
Whenever I first came to Louisiana, I always saw big, giant shoes in cases at random places. And I had no idea what the reasoning behind this giant shoe was. Like, you can go to Corner Bar and they have a freaking shoe on display. And I'm like, what is this? And then finally I realized it's Shaq's shoe.
It's like the Space Jam moment.
Everybody get up.
Like when they see Michael Jordan's shoe. I'm actually excited to see Space Jam 2.
No.
They're supposed to start filming in the summer. It's going to be sick.
I cannot handle remakes and sequels. The only sequel that's really ever been good is Toy Story, if we're being honest here.
Yeah, I'm not excited about the High School Musical sequel. Did you know that they're coming out with
just
one?
Just stop. Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens till day one.
I wonder if it's supposed to be like their kids now in high school.
Ugh, I'm over it. I'm over all the stories with the kids. They try to redo Boy Meets World, and I'm like, no. No, you're not Corey or Sean or Topanga. You're their kid, and it's not the same.
And, like, that makes me feel like, dang, their kids, like, grew up super fast because, like, just yesterday you were 18. Now you're supposed to be, like, 30 with an 18-year-old. Like,
it's how
does that
happen?
It's
been a few years. We watched it as kids, and now we're in our 20s.
But we don't have an 18-year-old kid.
We don't, but, I mean,
like, that's what it feels like.
They were older than us when we were watching it as kids. I think we have ADD. How did we get to the Pelicans, Anthony Davis, and now we're talking about Boy Meets World?
Yeah, it doesn't matter because when we come back, we are talking LSU hoops about how the guys fell short to the Florida Gators yesterday. A pretty tragic loss. We got that coming up next, and then we got our special guest calling in. So don't touch that dial. We'll have more on 103.7 The Game.
He's smart, informed, entertaining, and very engaging. At least, that's what his mama tells him.
Thanks for the intro, mother.
It's Sports Chat with Dave Schultz. Super genius. On 103.7 The Game.
My song. This is my song. Let it play a little.
I don't think I know this song.
What?
What is it? Oh, this is like classic.
Paramore.
Yeah. You know Paramore and you don't know the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Of course I know Paramore.
But not the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top. She got a body like an hourglass, like a club. Yeah, I used to be a singing, crying chick in high school. I was super dramatic because I was in theater. So, yeah, that's a really fun fact about me. Like, while you were in choir, I was in theater.
I did theater, too. We were all in the same, like, little realm of the high school.
Yeah, and theater was pretty serious.
It's fun.
Like, we were going to, like, competitions and stuff.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing. And we were winning state medals and stuff. Like,
so together, we could probably put on a great show.
High School Musical?
I actually did that for show choir. I don't want to do that.
It's like a sports
musical. I think we should come up with our own.
Sports musical.
What should our musical be about? I want you guys to tell me. If you're even still listening to us. Considering we've rambled on about everything and anything
this
morning.
We're just like... You guys have 3 hours with us, so we're just talking about everything right now, and then we're going to go into, like, details later. Don't worry. We're going to talk about the LSU game. I got a lot to say about it. We're going to have sound from Will Wade. It's going to be great. But for right now, we're talking about a musical that Emily and I are going to put together.
I don't know what it would be about.
I mean,
I think it should be a sports one.
A sports musical. Right.
And it's baseball and softball season, so I think we should be, like, filming highlights, and then all of a sudden the teams break out into dance during the game.
Like a flash mob?
Yeah, but they have to sing, so it's not a flash mob.
Dang, that would be, like, the first ever flash mob scene.
Tony Robichaux, if you are listening this morning, if we could get your guys to break out in song and dance at the next homestand March 1st, I would really appreciate that.
And guess what song we're going to pick? Journey.
No, we have to come up with our own song about the sports.
Oh, gosh. That seems
I'll write it.
Challenging. Yeah, you write that because...
You do the choreography.
Yeah. I mean, totally. Because, like Zion, we might be one and done at the radio.
Well, you have to put up with us tomorrow. So we're not one and done.
We're not one and done, but that kid is one and done regardless of the injury that took place yesterday against UNC. Like, do you think that players should be allowed to go from high school to professional? Or do you think that that collegiate experience is necessary?
I think that they should go to college. First of all, I'm a big believer in education.
Are you?
Yes, because I'm not saying that, you know, if you are, you know, picked up by the NBA, MLB, whatever, that you're not going to make it. But if something were to happen, mm-hmm. it's always good to have a diploma to fall back on.
I have two diplomas.
Or
I
a degree. My... A diploma. A degree.
Well, I a have degree. A degree. I have my master's.
I swear I went to college.
Don't use both exactly. Like, this is America.
This is America.
Boom, boom.
Okay, but yes, I do think that, and I also think, too, that, I mean, you're so young, straight out of high school. You need some time to grow and figure yourself out. You can go to a JUCO. I'm not saying, I mean, I think it's best if you get a degree, but obviously some guys just go for a few years and then they end up getting drafted and go to that next level. But
I'm gonna have to disagree with you. If I'm not getting paid a percentage of that $2,500 for that ticket, I should just go straight from high school to the NBA. That could be a poll question. Do you believe that it's fair that kids got to go to college before they can go?
I mean, they don't have to.
I mean,
most make the decision to do it, but some people.
It's the one in the, well, you have to do at least 1 year before you can declare that you want to go pro.
Didn't, Hayden Cantrell, wasn't he wanted from the MLB right after high school for the Raging Cajun baseball team?
The Turley Catholic Hayden Cantrell?
You love to say that about him. Why does that make you so happy?
It makes me happy because he like went to high school here, and then like you get to go to the community like lovable school here, and you get to like continue to play in front of like the people who watch you grow in high school. So I think that's like so sick. So I do like saying that, well, things like that.
So Hayden has a cool story. His dad played for UL, and so he's like even following sicker. In his dad's footsteps, and it's like he talked about it. It's like that's an emotional thing. Like your dad getting to sit in the stands. And he sat in those stands. He watched UL baseball growing up. So for him to be able to play with them is actually.
That's a dream.
It is. And if you guys have not gone to a baseball game and seen him, holy cow. He's amazing. He's really good.
He's phenomenal. So good. So good. So good.
Oh, shit.
Baseball is phenomenal as I grow to learn it.
What do you think is your favorite part about baseball? Since this was your first experience, opening weekend was your first time experiencing baseball on all levels, what do you think your favorite part was?
I would probably vote Shut Up Dave in this moment because I don't know.
You don't have a favorite part yet?
No, I haven't been able to drink a beer and watch the game. I've been filming highlights for News 15, so I really haven't, like, that's me.
There had to be something that you liked. You had Alex Box Stadium was your first baseball experience. There has to be something that you enjoyed.
Yeah, probably watching out for my life when the ball pops up and you just don't want to get hit. Because let me tell y'all. I've baseball always seems cool, right? Well, seemed cool. But growing up in church, one day this lady came to church with a big knot on her head. And I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? And I'm talking about a knot, like not like a bump or a pimple or I fell. I'm talking about like her face reformed, like her eye socket was like literally out. Like it was like a Simpson character moment. Like it was pretty sick. And I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? And she told me she got hit by a softball. Or was it a baseball? Regardless, it was dealing with a bat and a ball. She got hit. Her face, like, reformed. I was like, nope, I'm good. Never going to participate in that game. Never, like, care to even go watch. She scarred me for life. Truly. Like, this is serious.
Well, as a girl that grew up around baseball.
Yeah.
The only time I ever got hit was actually my first day in sports on the job. I covered LSU because they were hosting a regional, and I got hit, a ground ball popped up and hit me on the arm. The kid felt so bad. I cannot remember his name. He like ran over from the opposite side of the field like, are you okay? And then they were joking with me the rest of the day because I had I didn't welt up, but I had a big mark on my arm, but it wasn't that bad.
And it's like, if you would have hit the ball and got a home run, I wouldn't have gotten hit.
Well, I think they were playing like field practice. Like they weren't hitting.
Oh, that's even worse.
It's okay.
Like you didn't even take a hit for
At least it grounded and then popped up. Because if it would have just straight hit me, that would have been
You would have lost your arm and would have been on TV like the one-arm sports reporter. That would have been sick.
Well,
that could have been like your Twitter handle too.
I'm happy that that didn't happen.
One arm sports M.
I don't think I would have lost my arm. I just would have had a
Might
really
well.
Gnarly bruise.
Might as well. You would have been.
It would have hurt.
You would
maybe
have been
broken
bruised
an arm
by Lafayette for sure. For sure.
That would be my Twitter handle. Bruised by Lafayette. Is that what you said?
Oh yeah, that'd be funny.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, if the baseball would have hit you, like that would have been like a memory from Lafayette for sure. For sure, like.
Technically,
never
it was
forget.
Baton Rouge, LSU.
Louisiana, then. Bruised by Louisiana on my
arm. Never forget. I will be right back. Stay tuned to 103.7 The Game.
Live and and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is Acadiana Sports Station. 1037 The Game and 1037thegame.com. KLWB, Karen Crow Lafayette. Just after 7 o'clock. And Sports Chat with Dave Schultz starts now. Connect on Facebook or follow on Twitter at 1037 The Game. Listen live with the 1037 The Game mobile app or online at 1037thegame.com.
All right, place your bets. Place your bets.
And now, Dave Schultz.
Super team.
It's on right now.
Welcome back. If you don't know, it's the ladies' show today on 103.7 The Game because we kidnapped and put Dave in the basement and locked him up for the next 2 days. It's your girl, Shakira, with News 15.
And it's Emily. I did not partake in kidnapping Dave.
She really did. It was really her plan.
Well, hey, we have finally got a special guest. We are going to head out to the ARDCO Equipment Hotline to talk with my boy, Gerald Grudig.
What's up, Emma, John Greco, and Camry, is it? What's happening?
No, it's Shakira, but people mistake me for Beyonce. It's okay.
Sorry.
It happens all the time.
I'm sorry. I'm working on it. My bad.
Yo,
how are y'all doing today?
We're great. It's funny that you call me Camry because when I was a bartender, that used to be like my name. Like I used to tell people my name was Camry, and they'd be like, Camry like the car? And I'm like, Camry like my name.
Well, Shakira, I'm just going to keep calling you Camry.
That works for me.
How are you doing this morning, Gerald?
I just got done with some Acadiana Eats, man. About to go out to Arnoldville and do some more, man. The food never stops, bro. It never stops.
Okay, so Shakira was unaware of what Acadiana Eats was, and I told her, and she's like, so he just goes around and he gets to eat? And I said, essentially, yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
I need the list of places you go because I have
yet
to go and eat anywhere.
Well, it's been about probably like close to 225 spots now. So
wow.
I mean, man, you're like almost 4 years of it, man. So we've been rocking and rolling, and that's not including just the spots I've gone to, just as a person. So not everywhere's been on TV, but Emily knows it's a labor of love for sure. People always bust my chops about, oh man, you get to eat for free. It's like, really, do I get the food for free? Yeah, but let's talk a little bit about the editing and you know that side of things that people don't realize I do. You know, the behind the scenes stuff. But
I still get the question of like, where's the photographer? I'm like, you're looking at her. This is it.
Right. Well, luckily I have John Weatherall, who, in all honesty, Big John gets fed just as good as I do. So John really has one of the best jobs in local TV too. So we can't let John Weatherall, although he's quiet, go unnoticed. He does a good job, so he deserves all the good food we get to eat too. So
I'm not even going to ask you what your doctor bill look like. Like you have to go to the doc and make sure like you're staying like healthy,
right?
And, like your vitals are
that's
good.
Funny. That's funny you bring that up. It was a legitimate concern, right?
Yeah.
And I'm definitely digging where this is going, by the way, because on Thursdays, Dave and I barely talk any sports. I went to the doctor for the first time in October, right?
Okay.
And so my week this week was just essentially it's been food all week. That's the way the week has turned out. It hasn't been that way all the time. It doesn't work out that way all the time, but this week that's it. So I went to the doctor in October. It was after Festival of Acadien. Eating, celebrating, everything that's great about this area in October. My doctor's appointment's that Monday. I'm like, geez, man, this is going to be rough. Well, I play a lot of basketball. Last week, a little humble brag. I mean, I played basketball 4 times and ran 9 miles on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. So 3 miles each day, so 9 for the week. And your boy is still 260, 265. So I eat a lot, right? I do. I smash it. There's no doubt. But so I do try to keep an active lifestyle, but Doc says I'm all good, man. Everything's where it needs
there
to be.
You go.
And he just said, he's like, dude, you cannot stop doing what you're doing from an activity standpoint. Otherwise, you're going to have to make some changes. Oh, for sure.
What has been the best spot you've been to so far? Like, tell me where I need to go.
Oh, man. You see, you're putting me in a tough spot. I normally am politically correct when I give these answers. Oh, man, there's just so many. Just because you never know who's listening and it never fails. As soon as I pick a spot, I'm going to have a restaurant owner holler at me. How did you not give me this spot? So
right.
I'm just going to have to say to go to KLFY.com when you get a chance. I know you work down the street, but, you know, go ahead and give us a click or two, and you'll have to pick for yourself.
Well, Gerald, speaking of Acadiana Eats, what can the viewers expect this week? Who are you previewing?
So, we went to Old Catawba Cafe in Washington. It's a cool spot. You get the South Louisiana vibe for sure, as you do with most spots. But the building was actually built in the early 1800s.
Wow.
You know, so it's got tons of charm. They have live music on the weekends, which is cool. So I did some crab cakes. People here love their crab cakes. I've learned that. They love crab cakes almost as much as they love their burgers here. Did some crab cakes with a cream sauce and a loaded potato, and then I had crawfish, and then I had crawfish etouffee, shrimp stew,
wow.
A club sandwich,
can
a burger,
onion
rings. I had a roast beef, rice, and gravy plate lunch.
Oh
well, for that, I had a salad. So I take a bite, right? With each dish gets its own little set of silverware. I take a bite or two, and then it goes in a go box. And I tell John Weatherall, do whatever you want with it. So he either A, brings it home, or he brings it to the station, and then the hyenas take that from there.
John never has to buy groceries.
Yeah, so I do. You know, Ariel, which I know Emily knows, Ariel is a stick, and Ariel is very health conscious in the sense of, like, I can't go home with it because it won't get eaten.
Good job, Ariel.
But, no,
keep it out the
right,
house.
A lot of times it does. It just goes back to the station, and I have to send an email like, please be civil, use silverware, like, be human beings.
That's hilarious.
When the food hits the table in the break room, because as I'm sure you can relate to, and I know I'm going to roll with Camry again, but Shakira, I know, you know, it can get feisty in there for leftovers, man.
It does. And I have a question, because you said, you know, folks love their burgers here. So,
yeah.
This is just me, and I ain't going to put no restaurants on the spot, but I've been to a few spots and taste some burgers, and I'm just not impressed, okay? Now, Little Piece, I'm impressed because of the bun. Like, they have, like, a nice, like, yummy, they have a good bun that goes on top of their burger, so it's good. But I'm from Texas, and Whataburger is from Texas, and I feel like...
What?
Whataburger is like one of the best burgers, and me and Dave have this argument all the time. He's like, that's fast food, and I'm like, okay, so what? It's still a good burger, and it's really good on a drunken night.
Look, I can relate in the sense that, well, first of all, congratulations on there being, what, 3 Whataburgers in last year. This is the only, I'm pretty sure one of the only, like, cities along the corridor in Louisiana.
Yeah, I was
that
blessed.
Has a Whataburger.
And I only go to the Pinhook one because it
there
tastes
you go.
Original.
So congratulations on that. That's a big win for you.
Yes.
Because if they didn't, it sounds like you'd be stuck.
My God.
But second of all, my wife, and I think I've adapted to it, Ariel struggles with the amount of Cajun seasoning people put in burgers down here.
Ah.
So look, I get the complaints. But, you know, I think my taste buds have adapted. Like, where I go eat in New Orleans, where the flavors are completely different, where I'm from, and my family is in the restaurant business, and, you know, I'm like, oh, they're like, man, this is spicy. I'm like, this isn't spicy at all. Whereas, you know, also there are tons of burger joints, too, and I know, how long have you been here now?
7 months.
Yeah, you still got your work cut out for you, man.
Yeah.
You still got plenty of spots to go hit, I'm sure. But... look, man, I'm a big believer, too, man. Look, I grew up next to a gas station on top of a restaurant. You give me a Charleston chew, some Vienna sausages, a Powerade, some a fried shrimp po' boy, some red beans and rice, I'm good to go, too. So Whataburger is your comfort zone. I dig that. That's fine. I'm with you.
Have you not had a Legends Burger, Shakira?
Come on, man.
I had a quesadilla from there.
No.
Oh,
no, you need to get a Legends Burger.
Mike from Channel 3, we had a good weekend night one day, and he was like, you have to try the quesadillas here, man. And, like, Afro-Latina, I was like, all right. So I tasted it, and I was like, this is not a quesadilla. Like, where's the queso? It was, like, all meat.
Okay, well, Mike clearly hasn't had a burger from Legends either, because I don't know anyone that would hype up the quesadilla over the burger.
I've had burgers, or the food that I've had from Acadiana in general, have been blessed to me because of UL's presser. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's not...
Which is like 3 hours Domino's pizza. By the time you get to eat it.
Yeah, it is, but it's still like, it allows me to get like...
Domino's pizza and Jimmy John doesn't count as Acadiana food.
Thank you, Emily. There you go.
No,
man.
Okay, they've served us twins burgers.
Yeah.
We've had, is it Judison?
Judy's.
Yeah. And like they have like that secret sauce. It's like a Krabby Patty. Like I feel like it's like the secret sauce.
Oh my goodness.
Then they served us like Pete's. Or is it Lil Pete's or Lil Pat's?
Pete's. Fat Pat's.
Is it Fat Pat's or Pete's?
There's both.
There is a Pete's and there is a Fat Pat's.
Yeah. I think it's Fat Pat's burgers that have that.
I was going to say, I don't think they've ever given us Pete's.
I don't know. But anywho.
Well, look, moral of the story is don't give up on it yet.
I won't.
They're still, if that's all you've had, they're all respectable, good joints, but I would say keep adventuring out.
I will adventure out. And it is, speaking of adventuring out and not giving up, how do you feel? Let's talk some sports real quick with you.
What are you feeling
about the Pelicans right now?
Oh man! So
hey, don't give up.
Know, one of my points of pride, as you know, I grew up in New Orleans when the Pelicans were essentially about to leave New Orleans, and they needed. I mean, I had grown up because they unveiled actually the Hornets jersey when they first moved to the city at the grade school I was going to in the city, and then I remember we got Hornets tickets for that, and you know, obviously I spent my life rooting for them when they were in the Eastern Conference. I remember, you know, went back when they would make the playoffs pretty steadily because, you know, they just would. Now, anyway, so that's like my path, right? So it started young, right? How could you not be excited about the Hornets? They just released the jersey for the first time in front of you. The mascot's there. Let's get excited. You got a bunch of, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-olds.
Right.
Fast forward to the point where, you know, they were in the Western Conference. Ownership was a mess. Chris Paul, David West, they all want to leave.
Right.
David West does leave. Chris Paul wants to be traded. And then after that, there was this push of like, hey, the Hornets are about to leave the state. They were Oklahoma City wanted them after Katrina. There was all kinds of, you know, essentially like, where can they end up? I know everybody wants Seattle to have a team again. And, you know, it was up to everyone, in order for the state to keep an NBA franchise, to buy season tickets. And my mom, I remember, you know, my mom growing up, she would do like the game packages. We'd get like 12 games or 15 games, 17 games, whatever it is. So anyway, me and my buddies, we bought buy one, get one free season tickets for the Hornets in college to help keep.
Nice.
To help keep the Hornets here, right? Then, of course, they draft Anthony Davis first overall. The Pelicans look like, you know, oh, man, this is going to be legit. They go through the rebranding, and then they have just not been able to get it together roster-wise. Dell Demps has been a disaster. Hated the fact that you have a roster built for a Monty Williams offense right after you fire Monty Williams. You sign all these guys that would be better in set pieces than they bring in a transition coach. Dell Demps has been awful signing deals. New Orleans isn't a sexy place to bring people free agent-wise. I mean, it's a small market.
Yeah.
People care about the Saints and LSU here. You know, obviously, and then your respective college towns like Lafayette, you obviously have some UL fans, and it changes city to city across the state. So the Pelicans play, you know, depending on where you are, in New Orleans, they're third fiddle, man. I mean, the Saints or LSU Saints, and then the Pelicans come in. So it's a tough spot to be. The crime's terrible. It's a fun town, great culture, great food, all that stuff. But it's not a happening place in the sense of, you know, you're bringing in, you know, these big-time athletes that are from Chicago, that are from New York, that are from Brooklyn, that are from L.A., that are from all these bigger areas. It's just not a spot where you want to be. So I personally think, you know, rebooting, I think the year's done. I think Anthony Davis leaving early from games just shows, like, you know, the whole Lakers thing has been a debacle for the sense of if you wanted any support, if you wanted anything to get done, why not do this early on instead of right before the trade deadline? I think firing Dell Demps is good. I think Rita Benson-LeBlanc being like, yo, we're going to completely redo this thing is great. But for the sake of the year, I think it's done. I mean, I'll probably try to go to a game this year. I know we have the spring before the playoffs, things will get rolling. At least things clear up in my schedule personally. So I'd like to go to at least one or two games a year. But, yeah, I think it's done, man, which is, you know, it sucks for Jrue Holiday and those guys. But the reality of basketball, I personally think, to be honest with you, there should be like 16 teams in the NBA and every team's a super team and all the small market teams just get axed. That's just the philosophy of mine. But, you know, it won't change, which is fine as well.
So do you think that they should play AD or no? I know that they have to, but do you think that it's something like Shakira said earlier, put him in for 2 minutes, take him out there, NBA week?
Well, no, I think, look, Anthony is going to play. I think at the end of the day, man, you know, he still has friends on the roster. I know things are awkward right now, but I think he's going to play spotting, you know, sparingly. I think playing him, you know, from time to time. I think Anthony still has a lot to prove, too, because, you know, obviously he says he wants to be in L.A., right? Or did say he wants to be in L.A., but he's still got a situation where, you know, everybody wants to go play with LeBron until they go play with LeBron, and then they don't want to play with LeBron anymore, man. So he can't get to this point where, you know, he's not hustling or, you know, not giving it because, you know, you're going to have other NBA franchises like, oh, so this guy's going to shut it down when as soon as he doesn't want to be here anymore. So I think you play AD. I think you're smart with him, and you don't make him play through if he's banged up, stuff like that, obviously, because we know Anthony has dealt with little nagging injuries throughout the course of his career. I just hope that, you know, things work out for the Pels draft pick wise, and they're smart with this current situation because they've wasted a generational talent.
Woo. Well, thank you, Gerald, for calling in and talking with us about
Megan is hungry.
Well, I'm not hungry, but Shakira is.
I'm on my way to another food shoot in Arnoville. You guys have a good day. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Gerald.
Thanks for joining.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Well, Gerald Grunig there, making us all hungry this morning. Not me, but I know you, and I'm sure some of
the listeners.
Making
us hungry, but yet filling me up with some Pels talk. And he had a lot of interesting things to say. A lot of things that I know a lot of people can relate to. And that's what we're here to do today, is just talk about things that everyone can relate. Boy, girl, woman, man, don't want to say your gender and just say I am who I am. Whoever, we're here for you today. So call us.
Call us.
337-706-0111.
We'll come back on 103.7 The Game.
The Game.
He's not afraid to tell it like it is. He is afraid of small dogs, though. Sports Chat with Dave Schultz, live and local on 103.7 The Game.
Okay, so we are going to jump right into basketball.
We're playing basketball.
Boom. We are that basketball. Okay, so first, I just want to ask a question to Shakira earlier. For those that didn't hear, we just got off the phone with Gerald Grunig from KLFY. We talked the Pels with him. And earlier, Shakira and I had a discussion on should AD play in the game like as if he's a normal player. How long should he be in the game for? Shakira said, put him in 2 minutes, take him out. This way they don't get the fine. I said, let him play. Gerald agrees, let him play. So Shakira, has that changed your mind whatsoever?
Heck no. To the no.
Still no.
Still no.
All right. I was just curious if maybe
I don't
Gerald
trust them.
Could
when someone show you who they are, believe them. That's all I got to say. Like,
all right, Shakira's sticking to her gut feeling.
Yeah, like, I mean, because, like, it ain't like he's playing and then, like, it was cool. Like, as soon as, like, all of this, like, died down for 2 seconds, he's crying that he's injured. So that's all I'm saying. Like, it's not like it was he's been playing and everything is just cool and dandy and it is what it is. He wants to leave. It's like, no, you want to play and then you want to cry and say, oh, but I'm injured. Like, I just don't have time for that. And since I don't have time for that, we're going to keep the show rolling on some basketball. We've been talking about how we're going to talk about some LSU versus Florida. We're also going to talk about UL basketball getting ready to play UT Arlington. That's later on in the show. But first, let's get into this LSU game that went into overtime against the Gators. And I know Taylor has to be happy right now because she is a Florida girl.
She was probably asleep. But, yeah, I'm sure she's excited.
All right, so.
Here's the thing. So, we all, if you saw or even heard the game last night, I'm sure you heard about fans leaving early.
It was a home game in BR. The Gators came to visit. And you know what? The Tigers should have been able to get the Gators, figuratively speaking, just because Louisiana has all the alligators anyway. So, like, you should know how to handle an alligator first and foremost. But the guys came in and the Gators shot 46%. LSU was 42%. LSU was 7 for 22 in threes. 64% in free throws, while the Gators were 84%. I mean, assist and steals, blocks, turnovers. The guys were basically neck and neck. But the game came down to who wanted it the most. And the Gators had something to prove. And, you know, it's ugly on the LSU's resume to have that loss, like Arkansas and then the Gators, and then they're going into the Tennessee game this upcoming Saturday against a team that's kind of like on revenge after they're going through what they're going through, and LSU's playing at home. Actually, let's cue the sound. Joey, roll the tape.
It's embarrassing we've lost two home games. We're 7-0 in the SEC on the road, and we've lost two home games. I feel terrible for our fans and hard-earned people that work and put their money to come watch us play. It's sickening to me. Sickening to me. Absolutely sickening.
It's sickening. People may not pay $2,500, but they pay their hard-earned money. And I don't think he should be too hard on his team, but it does suck to lose. Who wants to lose at home, but you're 7-0 away? I have been telling Dave, like, hey, we're about to figure out who this LSU team really is, because their second half of their schedule is really about to crank up. They're playing actual contenders now. Not saying who they played previously wasn't, but you're getting ready to play Tennessee. You are getting ready.
Texas A&M is after Tennessee. Look, we're going to talk more LSU basketball because I've got some comments on this whole thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk more about it in a little bit. You guys are listening. We are here at the 237 Roof Studios, and we're going to be right back on 103.7 The Game. Don't go anywhere.
Got some great news for our listeners, especially the skilled laborers out there. It's time to go back to work and stay there. Permanent Workers is hiring today. If you have been thinking of working in a shipyard industry, contact Permanent Workers. They are immediate work opportunities available for welders, fitters, pipe welders, and pipe fitters. The beautiful part is you can start a career that will last. And even if you don't have some of those exact skills I've mentioned, reach out anyway. There are other immediate jobs opportunities open. And so if you're looking for work and you like working with your hands, make the right kind of change in your life and career. Give Permanent Workers a call today. The number is 985-384-0225. Don't have your PIN yet? Okay, I'll say it again. That's 985-384-0225. Once again, 985-384-0225. Call Permanent Workers today and go to work.
If you're searching for something meaningful that will enhance your life, this is not the guy to talk to. Now, back to Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 103.7 The Game.
All the small
things.
Let it come in. Oh.
Now.
All the small things to get.
Toothbrings. We don't even know the lyrics.
We only know the punchlines, okay? Like 103.7 The Game.
There we go. And that we're in the 237 Roof Studio.
Yeah, it's your girl Shakira Martin from News 15.
And Focus Emily John Greco. Community. From KLFY News 10, Living Local.
Oh, is that y'all sack?
And I know we're living local.
Ours
it's
is
song.
Focus on Family and Community News 15. I want to raise after singing that, y'all.
We got to get our plugs in there when we can. All right, if you were with us before the break, you know that we were talking LSU hoops. A lot of people discussing the fact that the fans walked out early.
The fans.
And what are your thoughts on that, Shakira?
They didn't pay $2,500.
You're right.
The fans are probably students anyway, so like y'all get to watch a good power ranked team for free. 30 seconds. I mean, cry me a river. There's bigger fishes to fry. Like, why your team is losing to like you save the losses for teams like going against, I don't know, Tennessee. You know, like there's a possibility that they may lose on Saturday. So all I'm saying is, like, it's bigger fishes. What do you feel, Em? What do you feel?
This is where I get annoyed.
Okay.
Because everyone's so hyped that LSU is doing so well, as they should be. And right. They want to sit here and they're like, we're a basketball school now. We're a basketball. As soon as your team is down, y'all leave? Y'all walk out and you don't support your basketball team at your basketball school? I don't respect that.
Yes, girl.
Obviously I wasn't there, but I saw on Twitter, people were then standing in the hallways once LSU got back up, and they're like, wait a second. Wait. Oh, so now you guys want to watch. You just left your seats, and you were upset that y'all were down, and now you want to come back in when your team is doing well? That doesn't scream basketball school to me. That screams sort of bandwagoners. You're only there when your team is good. You got to support the team through all of it.
You should have learned that from the football season. And I saw one of the football players, actually, like LSU football players, tweet, we lost against Gators and we had our greatest comeback. You guys are going to be okay and have a good comeback. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, but what were you talking about earlier? I should have learned that from the football season.
About the fans, like.
LSU?
Yeah.
LSU fans at football season stick around.
But
I was there for the Alabama game, and they still had, honestly, more people than UL did in the entire season.
Okay, but that's the SEC versus the Sun Belt Conference, first and foremost.
LSU didn't even score
Alabama
in that game.
But a lot of people, were leaving, what, like, third quarter.
They stayed. They sang their little song at the end. I don't know what it is.
When you're talking about a stadium full of, like, I don't know how many people go, but like it's always going to seem like a lot of people are there. But the fact that I personally saw a grip amount of people leaving, I don't know, like you must have been like on the sideline and I must have been transitioning and I was just like, whoa, like a lot of people are leaving. So like maybe we just have two different perspectives, but I don't know. Raging Cajuns are getting ready to play today.
That's right. Raging Cajun basketball.
They are headed to, well, they are actually in Texas. Once again, guys, y'all get y'all breakfast taco out there. But they are headed to play UT Arlington Mavericks. And tip off is scheduled at 7 o'clock p.m. You can watch the game on ESPN Plus, that is. And, you know, the guys are... The Raging Cajuns are finding their groove. They're finding a little momentum going. They're 6-6 right now in the conference, so they're trying to figure out if they're going to take this season serious or not. And Gant and Stroman have 42 points combined. It was like the perfect bromance watching them play against ULM.
I wish that you were here last season.
And why is that?
Because anyone who saw UL's team last season, like you see, you think Gant and Stroman are a bromance. That entire team last season was a bromance. I mean, literally read each other's minds.
Yeah.
And it was going into this season, it was questionable because when you lose guys like Bryce Washington, Frank Bartley, you're sitting here wondering, how are you going to make up those pieces? And then one of the key pieces this season, Malik Marchetti, gets injured early on. And so that's another missing piece for this Cajun team. So I think this entire time, it's really just been trying to, like, find their identity.
Yeah.
Justin Miller, you've done a great job at stepping up. I know Trajan Wesley has done a great job. And that's what the coaches said. Each game, there's going to be a different guy that has to step up because we don't have the one guy that can just do it every single game.
Yeah, 42 points combined to win a game, though. Like, I'm not tripping on that. I'm not saying, like, they're the best bromance ever, but for a home game, it was entertaining. I watched 42. I watched Gant dunk the ball. I mean, that's typical Gant playing typical Gant, but I was glad to see Stroman could finally respond and show up. Now the guys are going to have to do some heavy work on the road playing against UTA.
And then Texas State on Saturday.
Yeah, and the Mavs have won 8 of their 9 games in conference, and that's after a 0-2 start, and they lost to Little Rock 56-52, and Arkansas State 83-79.
So I might be wrong. I might not remember this correctly, but I'm pretty sure, too. So last year, the Cajuns, they were undefeated at home.
Yeah.
They had the best, how can I not think this? They had the most wins in the Sun Belt. I'll say that. Sorry. Okay. I can't think of the proper language for it. And I'm pretty sure everyone thought that they were going to the tournament. But obviously the tournament.
Is that how
March
you say
Madness?
It? I know
the NCAA tournament.
He's like, tournament.
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 All right. Anyways, so when
tournament?
They went to go, I say tournament.
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 How do you guys say it? Is it tournament or tournament? Or is it shut up, Dave? Poll question.
I just think it depends where you live. Okay. Anyways, I'm pretty sure UT Arlington is the team that sent the Cajuns home last season, if I remember correctly. So the Cajuns are looking for some revenge because that was heartbreaking. Everyone had them, expected them to win the Sun Belt tournament.
They're looking for revenge from last season with not even the same players.
They're missing like 3 guys.
3 main guys.
And Gant barely played in that game because Gant got sick that weekend. So they missed a key player. So Gant's like, look, I got to have my boys back. Bryce, Frank.
Okay, but Marcus Stroman has to have his boys back.
Marcus Stroman was part of the team last year that
was
on fire.
But I'm saying, if Gant is coming with revenge today.
But I'm saying Gant didn't even get to play.
Right, so if he's coming with revenge today, that means his team needs to back him up. Because Gant is going to get his 20-piece regardless. That's one thing about Gant, and that's why I like the kid. Like, he going to get his regardless. Like, y'all better catch up and keep up. And I feel him on that. I feel him on that, but the Raging Cajuns have to come in playing the ball game that, you know, that they know how to play. They have to start on a good pace. They have to defend in the paint. They have to play big. Bench has to come up and play. The guys can't be shooting 0-2 and then be like 2-8. Like, you can't do that and then want to be a contender. Not when everyone else is competing. Now the guys, are they still are they still tied for the 6th seed, or we got to check that out and see, like, the Sun Belt Conference, the rankings, because this is when the conference is about to turn up. Everybody wants to go to postseason.
They only have 6 games until the Sun Belt Conference tournament. Oh my gosh, we're gonna continue to argue about this all day.
We are.
But another thing they have to do too is, they got to block 3s. That's something they've been working on all season long. I know Bob Marlin's been saying, hey, guys, you need to figure it out. And I think they need to do better at rebounding.
Yeah, they need to play the girls, actually. I told Coach Broadhead that. I said, yo, your girls need to play against the boys because the girls' basketball team know at least how to play defense. And they know how to rebound. And all I'm just saying is maybe the guys need to take a little lessons or two from the young UL ladies basketball team and learn what they're doing. Because even though those girls are losing, they're young, but they know how to play defense. Defense wins a game. So if the guys want to win, especially on the road, of course you got to knock your points down, but you also have to play defense. That's been Coach Marlin's that was his concern from the beginning of the season. Who's going to rebound? Who's going to be hustling? And Justin Miller, like you said, he's stepping up. I'm with the kid.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about earlier. They haven't found a guy that can step up every single game. But you know what? They are coming off two really big wins. Georgia State at home, that was on national television. ULM, they won at 83-76. So hopefully they go into UT Arlington, get the W, and get their revenge.
Yeah, because now the guys are tied with ULM, Coastal Carolina, and then it's Lafayette. So if the guys want to be a contender, they got to win. Easy.
Y'all can do it. I have faith.
All right, don't touch that. I want to say remote, but we're not on TV. Don't touch that dial because we got more coming for you guys after the break on 103.7 The Game.
He's a wise man, a sharp-dressed man, but most of all, he's a ladies' man.
Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about.
This is Sports Chat with Dave Schultz, live and local on 103.7 The Game.
That intro said that Dave is a ladies' man.
Okay, I was just thinking of that, too.
But what? He wants to go to a strip club.
I'm so confused. Who came up with that, Joey? Whose idea was that for the introduction?
That is some non-in-house imaging right there. So they don't know Dave all too well, but that's all right. You can't fault us for that.
That is Dave hilarious. Secretly wrote it. Don't lie. You just don't want to throw him under the bus. He's nodding his head. Yes. Sorry, Dave. We're calling you out.
Well, if you're just joining us, it's Shakira Martin from News 15.
And Emily John Greco from KLFY.
We have taken over the game for today and tomorrow because Dave is gone.
He is gone. We've kicked him out.
We kicked him out because we had a lot
to
say. We had a lot to say.
And speaking of a lot to say, we are going to go to the Ardco Equipment Hotline where we have head coach Danny Broussard of STM Boys Basketball. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good morning, Emily and Shakira. How are y'all?
We're great.
We're doing well.
We're great. We're so happy to have you on the show today.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited to be on, and it's a nice, pleasant, different voice than what I'm accustomed to.
You're used to Dave's voice. We feel sorry for you.
That's right.
Hey, so you guys got a big game coming up, I believe. Is it on Monday?
Tuesday. Yeah,
Tuesday against Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson out of New Orleans. Yeah, we drew. Matter of fact, it's funny, but we drew the same team. I guess they get tired of playing us. We drew the same team last year in the first round, and we got them again this year. So, it is what it is. But they're coming in as a 13 seed, I think, and we're a 4. So, excited about our draw, to be honest with you.
How did you guys do last year when you took them on?
I don't remember the exact score, but it was probably 20-25 point win. So they're kind of a new program, just starting off with a new coach, and he was young last year. He's still young this year. I think he only has one senior in the roster, so their best player is only a sophomore. So it's a young team, but they are much improved from last year. We watched film already, and they are much better than they were last year. So we'll have to lace it up to play.
Coach, what have you guys as a team been learning this far now that you're headed into playoffs? What have you guys learned that you're going to take with you into this game against Jefferson?
Interesting enough, we have a very young team as well. We start two sophomores. We sometimes have four on the court at one time. So we've had a growing pains to go through, this year. But we've won I think, five of our last six games. So we feel like, we're really playing well right now, kind of on a little roll. Our defense has been really solid all year long. It's kind of what's kind of carried us, kept us in almost every game. We've been in every single game. We lost some tough, close games this year, but we've been in every game, and I think it's because of our defense.
Who would you say is the leader on the team?
Well, I think, so we're young, but I Logan Rader is a senior that starts for us, and he's kind of the glue of our team. I think, he's not a big scorer. He doesn't average a lot of points a game, but he's the rock of our defense. He gets guys in the right positions. He takes charge fouls. He just kind of directs the traffic out there for us, so to speak. And he's done a great job as a senior leader.
This isn't the first time you guys have went to playoffs. So, is there a ritual that you guys do before heading out into the big game? Or
I think it's funny you mentioned. I think this is our 25th straight playoff appearance, and 34 of the last 36 years. Only 2 years in our school's history have we not made the playoffs. And both of those years we came out third in district, and that was in the 90s. So we're pretty familiar with the playoffs. I think we've kind of done the same thing over again. We kind of keep it to the same routine. The only thing we do differently is when we watch a little bit more film than we would in a regular season. We break down film a little more and with the players as well. And we kind of have a tradition that I cook for the guys. I say I cook. We've had a girl named Rebecca Freeman who's cooked for me for years. But she has a nephew playing at Catholic High in New Iberia. So the last couple of years, she hasn't been with us as much. And so I've kind of had to take that chore. But I kind of cook for the guys, and we kind of have a little meal and watch film together and give out the scouting report the night before the game. And I think it's kind of kept us kind of focused and ready to play. It's really worked great for us. So we certainly have that tradition going. And I'm not a big guy that's into I'm just kind of routine kind of guy. I try to do the same things over again. I'm not really superstitious, so to speak, but I do like kind of being in a routine and doing the same things, and that's worked for us.
You're not superstitious, but you're a little stitious.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
All right, so we've been talking about food all morning. Then what are you cooking for the guys since you said you're cooking and that's the ritual?
My specialty is brisket. I do a pretty good brisket. Yeah, I put it in a barbecue pit and let it kind of cook for about four or five hours and let it get, real tender and juicy. And we give them some, nice sandwich, make some nice sandwiches, get some good. We have a place called Bilo's out of New Iberia that has great bread, and we get bread from them and it makes a pretty good little sandwich.
Coach, as a Texas gal, I'm going to need to try your brisket. I'm just saying.
Are we invited? Can we come?
Listen, y'all come on Monday night. It'll probably be about 5 o'clock Monday night, and y'all come on over, and I'll have some extra brisket sandwiches for you.
I will show up. I just really want to let you know that.
Now, I've got to let the listeners know that this invite is just for me and Shakira. Don't go showing up to STM and expecting some brisket.
Hey, maybe we can make it a fundraiser. I'll start charging $5 a plate.
There you go. Might as well. So, hey, Coach, I know earlier you said that, you're really proud of your defense this season. What challenges do you see Thomas Jefferson bring in come game time?
They have a point guard who's really, really good. What's scary about him is not only can he shoot it, but he distributes the ball very well. So, he finds the open guys. So, a lot of times we try to take their best player away, and in this case, he's very unselfish, and he'll get the open guys. So he presents some problems for us. They also have a big kid in the middle. We're so small. Our biggest guy, Caleb's about 6'4", but after him, we're 6'1", 6'2", all the way across the board. We're just really small. So big guys have always been, kind of an issue for us. They kind of have a big guy in the middle who could present some problems for us as well. So we'll have to do a good job perhaps maybe doubling down on him when he gets it inside, not letting him get any open opportunities. And I just think that our pressure defense has been good all year long. So, I don't think you can, I think you got to go with what got you there, So, we that's what we are. We're a pressing team. We press full court. We do half court. Sometimes we run and jump in the half court. So, I like changing our defenses a lot. It kind of keeps that other team off rhythm. So that's what we're going to continue to do because it's been successful for us all year long.
Full court press is always my favorite because obviously I graduated from West Virginia and I know we call we call us Press Virginia. Get it? We have got to ask you, Coach. Shakira and I had an argument earlier. Do you pronounce it tournament or tournament?
I say we're going to the tournament.
Ah!
Tournament.
You're supposed to side with tournament. Me. It's tournament.
Hey, I'm just a little boy from Lilo. I don't know. I say tournament.
Come on, Coach. I thought we had a special bond over here. I was hoping you would read my mind.
He said he makes brisket. The bond is with me as a Texan.
No. Me and Bruce Yard are on. We're on another level, Shakira. We're fighting over you on air right now.
I got you.
Well, before we head out to our commercial break, is there anything else you'd like to talk to us about, Coach?
Yeah, you know what? I want to give a little shout out. I'm kind of, you know, as a dad, you're proud of your kids, and I got some great kids, and I'm also proud of my former players. Listen to this. I have 1, 2, 4, 6. I have 7 of my former players who are coaching in the state playoffs this week in high school ball. So
awesome.
I want to give a shout out. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Jason Fothery and Drewby Sab are at ESA. Really proud of those two guys. Eric Mouton and TJ Ventroy are at Ascension there in the state playoffs. Russ Brown is at coaching at Notre Dame of Crowley. He's an assistant coach there. Bo Broadhead helped at Vermain Catholic this year throughout the year. And then now, JP Bouillon. Listen to this, y'all. They're hosting a state playoff game for the first time in 23 years at Sacred Heart of Villeplanet. Yeah, Sacred Heart. So JP Bouillon, in his first year there, has done an awesome job. So I'm proud of all those guys. So I just want to give a shout out to all of them. And I guess I can't leave off my assistant coaches, Nick and Wesley Cortez. They've been with me for a while, and they're STM alums as well. So I'm really proud of all those guys that have gone on to coach and doing a great job.
And wow, honestly, Coach. Anyone who knows Coach Broussard too, I mean, you had a lot to do with their success, and that's probably why that they went into coaching.
Yeah.
Because you've been a great coach. I mean, anyone out there who's ever met Coach Broussard, you know how polite he is, how nice he is, how well
yes.
he treats his guys. So, you know what? Shout out to you.
Shout out
Coach
to you,
Broussard.
Coach B.
You're cooking brisket. You're inviting us. You're nice. We give a shout out to you.
And thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
I appreciate that. But it's all those young men that I just said that's why I've been successful, because of them. So it's all about our players. But I appreciate the comments. Thank you all so much.
Thanks so much, Coach.
All right. Y'all have a great day. I'll see y'all Monday night at 5:30.
Yes,
you'll see us.
All right. I'll have some for y'all. I'm serious.
I'm
y'all
so excited. I am too. We'll be there.
Great guy.
I know.
Great
I am guy. So excited to eat some brisket.
I am super excited and pumped.
Monday night.
Five.
You guys, do not show up though.
And he knows who we are. Anybody.
Yeah, so don't try and show up and be like, it's Emily and Shakira. Oh no, it's not you. It's not us, I guess.
You guys, make sure to vote on the poll question. How do you say
tournament? And we'd actually like to hear you guys say it. So why don't you call us at 337-706-0111. Or if you just want to chat, because
call
Lord
us.
Knows that Shakira and I have a ton to talk about. We'll
yeah,
be right
call
back
us.
On
103.7 The Game.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is Acadiana Sports Station. 103.7 The Game and 1037thegame.com. KLWB, Karen Crow Lafayette. Just after 8 o'clock. And Sports Chat with Dave Schultz starts now. Connect on Facebook or follow on Twitter at 1037 The Game.
It's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils.
Listen live with the 1037 The Game mobile app or online at 1037thegame.com.
All right, place your bets.
And now, Dave Schultz.
Super team.
It's on right now.
How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now?
Guys, it's actually not Dave Schultz. It's Emily John Greco from KLFY.
And Shakir Martin from News 15, starting your morning with some great voices on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We should actually not say thank you. You guys should thank us because you don't have to listen to Schultz this early in the morning.
Yeah. In my Jay-Z's voice, you're welcome.
I always think of the show Awkward. Did you ever watch that?
I love that show until it got awkward.
You're welcome.
I'm pretty sure majority of the people listening probably didn't watch that show.
I know. Okay. Well, hey, we really want you guys to call in because we really want to talk with you guys. But a lot of you are interacting with us on Twitter. So we decided.
Yeah,
that's fine. Interact with us anyway. But I always like talking to people because me and Shakira could talk a lot.
Yeah.
So we're going to respond to Primetime Podcast's question. He said, listening this morning. Great job, ladies.
Thank you.
What are your top five restaurants in Lafayette, Louisiana? Also, why did y'all decide to get into sports media? And what has been your most memorable experience covering an event? Shakira, let's start off with top five restaurants.
Well, why would you say that when I just said earlier during the show that I haven't really been
out much?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the question. So if you could name Whataburger, that's fine.
I like Don's, and I've only ordered one thing from there, and that is the seafood pasta. Okay. $20. It's kind of pricey, but it's worth it. It feels like two meals in one, and that's all I got. What about you?
That's all you got? Okay, so I'm going to be a little bougie for a second, and I love Ruffino's.
Oh, yeah.
Ruffino's on the river. Okay, it's really pretty.
Is it Italian?
It's like, it's everything. I mean, it's not.
What is this, like a bougie Chili's?
No. Well, I mean, no. It's just how, like, I always get a steak there.
I can second Ruffino's. Right? I've been there multiple times. Love it. It's a very Frank Sinatra atmosphere. They play that all day long over
yes,
there.
Yes, it's so elegant. The wine is amazing for all my winos out there. And if you ever go, okay, they have this...
free promo.
I'm pretty much. If you guys are listening, I'd love to eat there. they have this appetizer, and it's pork cheeks. So good. And I'm a very picky eater, people. I do not try new foods, although I've been different now that I moved down here. Pork cheeks are amazing.
Is this fried?
No, it's not fried.
What is it?
It honestly reminds me of like pulled pork.
Okay.
But it's the pork. It's the cheek of the pork.
People just will really find good. Any way to devour a pork.
Well, it's really good. And then they give you cotton candy at the end, too.
Cotton candy? Where does that come from?
Thank you. It's just amazing. So I go Ruffino's. Also, I'm a steak gal, just to let you guys know. So everything I'm saying is steak.
Fizzo's. If you ever take Emily on a date, she's ordering the steak.
I am.
Have your money ready.
And I'm going to order the filet mignon because it's the best.
She's a $40 bare minimum type of woman. All right.
Sorry, I'm not sorry. Okay, Fizzo's. Fizzo's is delicious.
Okay, what's that Fizzo's?
I told you I get steak. I get a steak. So the last two times I've been there, I've just had steak.
Emily's crazy. Okay. All right.
But they're a seafood and steak place. So okay. They have like an oyster bar.
Okay. I did try the oysters at, it's not Don's. Oh, no. Okay. I lied. Is it Drago's? Or
yeah.
Drago's. Oh, Drago's.
Yeah.
Okay, I like Drago's seafood pasta. That's where it's at. But I like Don's oyster. They have like this little Parmesan type oyster going on. It was really like yummy. That was different and good. And that was my first time doing an oyster, so I was glad that was good. But yeah, Drago's is like my number one restaurant.
See, you've got some. You've eaten.
Yeah, I got two. I still got to venture out.
I mean, I've only named two. Honestly, Primetime Podcast, I don't think I can name five because I go to a lot of basic places. I take Shakira to Olive Garden.
Like, oh, my gosh. And I just hate it. And I'm like, why do we come here, Emily? She's like, you want to go to Olive Garden? And she gets to, like, chicken Alfredo. Like, what?
Oh, okay. No, wait. This is a step up. I used to go to Olive Garden, and I used to order plain spaghetti with butter, and then I have them put a mountain of their little grated cheese on a separate plate so I could sprinkle it onto my plain spaghetti.
That is an Italian for you guys, ladies
People
and gentlemen.
People hated me. Like, when I went on dates and they were like, you really wanted me to take you to Olive... I used to have my birthday parties at Olive Garden.
Oh, my
like,
God.
18th birthday was spent at Olive Garden. I still ordered plain
spaghetti.
Then
she moved to Lafayette and just said, I want steaks. Like,
I mean,
that is a major
steak.
Jump.
Steak is... I've been wanting steak.
But I was going to say, I like Pete's. I like their milkshake.
I haven't gone to Pete's, but next to it,
Social's
mac and
what?
Cheese is really good.
Social is good.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive, but good.
It's not bad. I mean, it's a little.
I like French Press too. I've been there for brunch before. Mm-hmm. French Press is pretty good. It's downtown. Shout out to them with the little croissant, and they got like this amazing French toast. Can we stop talking about food because only had two boiled eggs and I'm on a diet.
Between the two of us, we've given you five restaurants in Lafayette, Southwest Louisiana. Okay, next part of the question: why did y'all decide to get into sports media, and what has been your most memorable experience covering an event?
Okay. I got into sports media because it found me, like, really. Like, I played basketball in middle school. I got braces, and then I quit because I was like, I'm not getting hit in the middle of this game. And, like, they're going to, like, mess up my gums because I was so afraid that my lip would, like, bleed. And, like, I was just having anxiety attacks. So I was like, yeah, no. And then, like, when I got in college, I played volleyball in high school. And then when I went to Sam Houston State, eat 'em up, cats, I played club volleyball for the school. And then I was like, let's get serious about my major, which was mass comm. And I just knew I wanted to be a journalist. And then, like, as I, like, just got into the groove of, like, how to tell a story, like, literally telling stories about sports found me. I grew up with, like, brothers. I don't have, like, a sister. And I'm really, like, a tomboy. So it was just really easy to make the transition and just be in sports relations. But I cried for 7 months looking for a job. I had interviews everywhere, and I really didn't think that sports media would be for me. And then Scene over at News 15. I hope you're listening, Scene. Yes, I am doing a lot of butt kissing, but my boss over at News 15 saw something in me, and I told him on my interview, I just need a chance. And he gave me one, and it's been phenomenal. I already had Employee of the Month already at News 15. Woo-woo. But the best thing that has happened thus far, I thought it was going to be the LSU versus Alabama game, but it has really been the Saints going to the NFC championship game. And that was, like, phenomenal. Like, no, they didn't go to the Super Bowl, and yes, they should have. But watching them have, like, watching Drew Brees, Drew Brees is from Texas, you know? So, like, watching a Texan, and you guys are going to get tired of me talking about Texas, I don't care. Watching a fellow Texan, like, really, like, he's a great guy. I've, like, had one-on-ones with him. I've passed him up, and I was like, yo, what's up, GOAT? And he, like, smiles and, like, gives me the head, and I was like, we're cool. Like, he doesn't know my name, but we're cool. Like, I love it. What about you, Em?
Okay, so I got into sports. I didn't play a lot. I played a little soccer as a kid, and I was a cheerleader, so I didn't really do much. But we had, my grandpa and I had season tickets to the Baltimore Orioles game. This is where I'm a baseball girl.
Okay.
So I grew up going to Orioles games all the time. Oh, okay, wait. I'm going to continue my story in a little bit, but it looks like we have
somebody
a caller.
Called.
We do.
Somebody
we have Mike called. On the line, and he wants to give his input about the pronunciation question.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you this morning?
Good, good. How y'all doing? It's a tournament, you know. We're going to be in the tournament. So,
Thank you, Mike.
Guys who watch Karate Kid, LaRusso, Daniel LaRusso always talks about it going to the tournament. So,
oh, nice.
It's tournament.
Mike, where are you from?
I'm not from Louisiana. I'm from New Jersey.
I guarantee you it's a North versus South difference. Us Northerners, we say tournament, and the Southerners will say tournament.
All right, y'all have a good day, girls.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate
you
calling in. I knew it. I knew it would be a North-South thing. Okay, but anyway, so I grew up going to Baltimore Oriole games. Camden Yards is literally my second home, and I fell in love with baseball, and that's where my passion for sports began. Going to college, I actually was a business major. Anyone who knows me knows that I am awful at math, so no surprise here, I failed all my math classes.
Yikes.
And they were like, look here, little girl, you will not move on in the business program if you don't do well in math.
Wow.
So I said, fine. I don't want to be in your business program at West Virginia University. And I switched to communications until I figured it out, minored in public relations. And that PR is in the journalism program. Mm-hmm. So they brought people in. They were like, these are the different branches of journalism. And I saw broadcasting and I was like, okay, I can talk.
Okay.
I would love to talk.
And
I was
hot.
Like, oh my God, thank you. I appreciate that. women supporting women. And so I was like, what would I want to talk about every day? And I'm like, sports. Like, that's where my passion is. My heart is. Like, my grandpa was so important to me. Camden Yards is so important to me. So I got into sports broadcasting, did a little ESPNU action up in college. And
nice.
Then here I am, like Shakira, literally begged for a job because it was so hard trying to find one. Lafayette,
so hard.
Kyle Brinkman, you're now in South Carolina, so I don't know if you're listening. But thank you for hiring me. My favorite moment, honestly, I'm with Shakira on covering the Saints. Like, I cried when Drew Brees threw his 500. I bawled.
Yeah.
And I'm not from here, but I am officially a Saints fan just after getting to know these players. But I'd say my favorite part is honestly getting to know the college athletes and telling their stories. Like, you guys opening up to us and trusting us with some really deep topics and, like, letting us tell your stories.
Yeah.
I have my segment Beyond the Jersey, and a lot of you
have
talked
to me. And I
have
mine premiering next week, More Than a Game.
There we go. But you guys, like, opening up and talking with us and just letting us be part of your life, that's meant the most.
Yeah, even though the SIDS give us a lot of hard times, it's okay, because we still
love
you guys.
Y'all. Yeah, we love y'all. We got a little music playing, so I'm taking it. That's our out cue. I don't know. Yes, he's nodding yes. All right, so we are going to talk more. We appreciate Mike calling in about Tournament New Jersey. I appreciate it. If any of y'all want to call us, just remember it's 337-706-011. We are in the 237 Roof Studios, and we will be right back on 103.7
The Game.
In the sports talk game,
it's not whether you win or lose.
It's how loud you can talk.
Blah, 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 blah.
This is Sports Chat with Dave Schultz.
Loud and proud
on 103.7 The Game.
That is me, Cody, and Dave's song right there. Like, Ice Ice Baby is, like, something that we sing often when I do come on a show and they're here.
Ice Ice Baby. Bam, bam, bam.
Do you know anything other than the Ice Ice Baby?
No.
Of course. Of course. I don't either. That's
the guy. I was about to say.
I don't either.
You don't know the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You cannot get on me.
But you guys, if you're just tuning in, which you're probably not because we've been awesome all morning, it's your girl Shakira Martin from News 15.
And Emily John Greco over at KLFY.
And we have taken over
Sports Chat.
The Sports Chat, because we are your favorite sports ladies in Acadiana, of course.
Ladies.
The only ones, actually.
That's true.
You guys want to know what this empowerment feels like? Even if you're a guy listening, let me help you understand. Let me give you, like, the only perspective that I feel like I can. Have you ever had a good night out with your peoples? You've had a few drinks. You're feeling good. And, like, you, like, really feel, like, lovable. It seems like when we, like, get a couple of drinks in us, it's like we're like, man, I love you, right? Well, this moment is like when the girls go to the bathroom and we're drunk. And we're just like, oh, my gosh, your outfit is so cute, girl. You're like, oh, my gosh, no, girl, like, you're totally hot. And it's just like you go back and forth giving each other compliments. Like,
and then you dive into your life story and now you literally know that person.
For 5 minutes in the bathroom. That's what this moment is like.
Because we're supporting each other as women.
And because, like, technically we're competition. I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys, like, fight about who you're going to watch for your sports or watch for your news. It's not about fighting. Like, baby, it's enough of us to go around.
We're all family.
And we don't even hit at the same time. I mean, we kind of do, but we kind of don't.
Yeah, that is true.
And if you want a different perspective about sports, I mean, you can watch that other station that isn't here. I'm just saying.
But the two that are here have great sports cast.
As you can see, we've talked about UL's baseball, trying to find their rhythm. We've talked about softball, who is 11 and zip right now.
On fire.
On fire. SpongeBob meme.
Girl power.
We've talked about LSU falling short to the Gators, which is ugly on their resume, but we will see what LSU is really made of on Saturday against
the Vols.
The Vols. And then we've talked about
Cajun basketball tonight on the road.
Playing UT Arlington.
Looking for revenge from last year.
Revenge and also some respect because they are now tied for the sixth seed with ULM. And who was the other school?
Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina put like a salt like taste in my mouth ever since like the football team lost to them.
So I almost went to Coastal Carolina.
Ew, why?
I heard it was on the beach, and I was like, oh, my gosh, dream school. And then I went and visited it, and I was like, nope. Nope. I kept driving past it. I literally kept driving past the university, and I was like, where is it? They have one of those little signs that are, like, in front of high schools that say, like, Lafayette High School. That was the Coastal Carolina sign. The Chanticleer.
Like, who wants to be that?
Their football field is also teal. Very interesting.
The only reason why I would go is because I would want the apparel and
it's on the beach.
I just like teal.
Okay.
That's
that works
the
too.
Only reason why I would look that way. But
they have a great baseball team.
Well, we're going to see who's great when the Cajuns play them.
Yeah. You guys, if you haven't seen by now, I love baseball.
She loves baseball.
Delfred Jones just texted me saying that my grandpa stole those season tickets to Camden Yards and see the Orioles. I was like, come on now, Delfred. How are you going to do my grandpa like that? How are you going to do my grandpa like that? So, Shakira, if you had an MLB team to root for, who would it be?
The Astros. Duh.
Just making sure.
I'm a Texas person.
I'm just making sure.
But I'm not a Cowboys fan. So, just to clear that up.
Who? Texans?
I mean, I love Deshaun Watson. I've met the guy, and I told him, like, dude, you're awesome. I love covering a sports team that has a great leader, and that's why it's an honor to cover the Saints. I just really want to get that out there. Like, I'm not a Saints fan, but I am, like, appreciative of the Saints organization. The guys, Cam Jordan is awesome. Like, as a female asking a question, they just, like, don't look at you for your gender. They look at you as a sports journalist, and I appreciate that. So
I'm a Saints fan. Redskins, I'm over, you guys. I'm done.
As you should be.
The only DC team I will represent is the Washington Capitals and the Washington Nationals.
You don't
even
like
though
the
I'm currently wearing a Chicago Cubs t-shirt. My bad.
You don't like the Wizards?
I've never been a big NBA gal. But we'll talk more about that after the break. Stay tuned. We are in the 237 Roof Studios, and we are on 103.7 The Game, 1037thegame.com. Well, I'm a little jealous of this right here. The 2019 1037 The Game Tour Experience, powered by golfballs.com. Brand new Callaway Epic Flash Driver from golfballs.com. Spot in 1037 The Game foursome in the Louisiana Open Pro-Am. A dozen 1037 The Game personalized golf balls. And a 4 Skybox passes to each day of the Chittimacha Louisiana Open. Such a great tournament if you guys haven't been there. Have to sign up and enter in the clubhouse on 1037thegame.com.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills.
What they are,
we don't exactly know yet.
This is Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 1037 The Game.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. I have this tattooed on my back. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Honestly,
I've never
I would probably
heard
sing
this song before.
You've never heard "Country Roads Take Me Home"? Yes,
no.
You have.
And I actually listen to country.
Oh my gosh!
Maybe
okay. John Denver. It's tattooed on my back, so I'm about to play it every single time I see you.
Wow. Anywho, thank you guys for sticking around with us through. I don't know what's worse, and maybe this should be a poll. Emily's voice or Dave's voice on air. No, I'm just kidding.
That is disrespectful and rude.
I'm just kidding, Emily. You have the voice of an angel. And thank you so much for waking up Acadiana with that beautiful angelic voice.
She's being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. I'm being honest. And while we're being honest, we have the coolest, well, one of the coolest. I can't show favoritism because then I don't want like anyone else to call me and be like, I thought I was your favorite. But this guy that we have coming up on the show is phenomenal. And he is doing phenomenal things in the community because on Saturday, there's going to be a phenomenal walk to do phenomenal awareness to an important matter. We have Coach
Gary Broadhead on the ARDCO Equipment Hotline. Good morning, Coach Broadhead. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, man. I wish I had y'all energy this morning singing, and I can feel y'all dancing and all that. So it sounds exciting, man. The game never had this before.
I know I asked you to be up early, but we appreciate you being here with us. And we are excited to get the word out about everything you have coming up this weekend. So let's start about early Saturday morning. You guys have a walk going on.
Yeah, we started registration at 8:30, and it's Andrea Broadhead Foundation Walk. You know, it's for cancer awareness, and she has a foundation here at UL for a scholarship, and you know, we're trying to raise a little bit of funds, but more so, it's about cancer awareness for us, you know, as a program and as an institution. So we get to do our first walk. We've been doing the Pink Game, which is, you know, the cancer game we have every year in February. Throughout the country does it, and we've been doing that for 7 years, and this is our first year that we're doing a walk. You know, we're trying to do a little bit more for awareness. So we'll do our walk. We have registration at 8:30, and we're actually inviting everybody into our shoot around, which I think is going to be fun for people that have never been in a game day situation. You know, we start with shoot arounds in the morning, and that way we'll have everybody in the dome, and they'll get a chance to meet our team, and you know, we'll meet some of our survivors and their stories, and then at 10:30, we'll go out, and hopefully the weather's going to be great. We'll go and do our walk. We have the walk for people like y'all in shape, a mile and a half, and then have the walk for people like me that's going to be only a mile. So we have two different courses that we can use, but it's for the same purpose. You know, is you know, you talk about passion, and you know, one of the things that important to me is cancer, and that's one of my passions. But now it's becoming a purpose, you know. And that's when I think you can really make a difference, when your passion becomes your purpose. So it's kind of what we're doing.
And cancer is something that, you know, obviously all of us have been affected by it. But you and some of your teammates, well, your team members, I should say, players, have really been affected. And it hits close to home, this topic, for you guys.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, even our university, you know, we buried somebody this week that was in the business, Mr. Como, and he was fighting the same fight at MD Anderson when my wife was there. He went through remission, and you know, so it's kind of all around us. You know, Diamond Morrison, I know you did a great story on her, and you know, her mom, you know, and you know, her deciding, you know, fighting to come here, you know, because of her mom's. And then, you know, our athletic director, Brian Maggard, with his wife, Carrie, you know. So it's kind of all around us. But, you know, it's what I think it's what God wants to help us form families. And so now you're part of the family. And I think it builds closeness, but it also builds strength, too.
Amen.
You know, when you start doing things together, you start to become stronger. So that's what I feel. You know, I'm not always the smartest guy in the world, but I do have a lot of passion and a lot of care, and I'm trying to teach this to these young women. And I tell you what, I'm just so impressed with my team and how they buy into trying to help people. And that's all we're doing. And y'all too, you know, Emily, I mean, you have been tremendous for our program, and you know, Sakira is just starting kind of with us, and we love y'all to death. And that's what it takes. You know, it takes some togetherness and some fight together, and we're going to get some things done. There's no doubt.
Thanks a lot for that, Coach. One thing that I do love about this walk in particularly is that it is a community thing. You and your wife you guys are from here. So, you know, like it hits home because it's being produced by a fellow community person. And, you know, like you're strengthening the community with awareness. If you want to give a small backstory on like your upcoming with you and your wife and how you guys have been affected or involved with the community.
You know, my wife has always been pretty big in the community because she started a bitty program about 30 years ago. And, she was really never a coach she was more of a director, and she became a second mom to a lot of young women over the years. And, you know, she always felt that was her calling, was a mission in life, was to connect to young kids and show them the way, you know, how great, instead of how tough life is, how great life can be through even struggles, you know. And that to me, that's what's always impressed me about her. She was a tough, you know, she was a tough young girl. I mean, I met her when we were 8 years old. She was 7 and I was 8. So we knew each other for a long time and
adorable.
Fell in love at a young age. And just, I remember the first time she walked across the patch. I said, man, she's the prettiest girl I've ever seen. You know, I still remember that day. So, you know, it's a great life, you know, and we, you know, every day that we lived it, you know, we tried to instill it in the kids in Acadiana, not only our kids, but in the kids of Acadiana, that, you know, you're looking at two people that really love life and want to give back to life. And, you know, we were blessed to be educated at this in Lafayette, but also at this university. And this university gave so much to us, you know, so much.
If you guys want to hear a little bit more about Coach Broadhead's backstory with him and his wife, make sure you guys tune in Saturday at 9 on Fox. I will be airing a special interview that I did. I got to have a sit down one-on-one with him, and he shared his story. It's a great, beautiful story. You guys make sure to tune in to check that out. But Coach, I do want to talk about, for those who aren't available to participate on Saturday, how can people donate and still be a part of the occasion?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I have a great director of basketball ops, Mary Chris. We call her MC because she controls, she's master of ceremonies for everything. And she is taking calls right now as we speak on people that really want to help and give to the foundation. And I can give you the number right now. It's 337-482-90. Let me make sure that I have this right, because I'm kind of making sure.
You're still waking up.
You know, I tell you what, I was so excited about being on y'all's show that I was up early, ate breakfast, and really, you know, really was ready for this. But let me start over. It's 337-482-9012, and Mary Chris will take and kind of guide you through our website and all that, and help you to donate. But you know, the scholarship is going to be very important. We haven't given it out yet here at UL. I've done it at other places, and man, it affects people, you know. And it's just it's a pleasure for our young kids to be able to be a part of it, our players to be a part of it, to feel the giving, you know. Receiving is great, but man, when you're giving, it's twofold, you know. You get a great feeling, and then you're helping somebody in our community. And so that's going to be the thing that we really wait for. You know, what we're doing right now, we're writing guidelines with the university on who's going to qualify for it, and then we'll give it out in the fall. So the fall of 19 will be our first scholarship in this community under Andrea Broadhead. And I know she's going to be smiling down. I got to visit her this morning, and I do that once a week, and I know she's smiling.
I bet she is. Like Shakira said earlier, you guys have done so much for the community, Andrea and you. For those who are interested in the walk, registration starts at 8:30 a.m. at the Cajun Dome, and then the walk will begin at 10:30. It is $10 to register. Cancer survivors and those battling cancer, obviously you get to walk for free. Whoever does register, you get a pink shirt, And that shirt will give you admission into the Texas State game that night. And, Coach, I know you guys have some events going on during the game as well to honor Texas or to honor cancer survivors. Do you want to tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, actually the game's going to be at 2. So once we finish the walk, we'll have food and all that right in front of the cage, you know, by the tunnel. And then when it's, say, about 1 o'clock, we're going to walk over to the dome, and I'm going to invite all the guest coaches into the locker room. And we'll tell our story, you know, to our team. Everybody will get an opportunity, if they would like, to tell their story. And it's really a special moment, you know. I've been doing that for, let's see, that's probably been about 11 years that we've been doing it in my college coaching career, is bringing in survivors as guest coach and let them tell their story. Now, I have a story, and Kerry Maggard has a story, and, you know, everybody affected by cancer has it, and we let them share it, you know, and before it really motivates us going into the game. But I think this year is going to be a different thing, is our survivors usually form a tunnel as we're running out on the court. And this year we're doing something a little different. We're as a team, going to form the tunnel, and our coaches are going to run through it. And I think it's going to be a special moment. You know, I think, man, the bigger crowd we have, the better it'll be. It's about to see these survivors. And to me, with all the wins that they have, you know, it's some of the things that we don't see when they're going through chemo or when they're going through radiation or when they get to ring that bell that they're finished their treatment and all that. And we want to share that. You know, we want to share all the positive things that are going on in the medical industry. And all the game day stuff, you know, it's all going to be about our survivors, every aspect of it. You know, we'll play the game. I tell you what, it's going to be played a little different. You know how you have timeouts and then you do kiss cam and you do all these other fun stuff, and then the game is the most important. This, we're going to play a little bit, and then it's all going to be about them.
That's awesome.
Everything's going to be about them. So it's going to be a fun time. Our game day people have all kind of stuff planned. I wish I could come off the bench and be a part of it as much as I can. Maybe they'll find a time for me or whatever. But we're really excited about celebrating this fight against cancer.
You're a bigger part than you know. Thanks so much, Coach, for talking with us this morning. And
yes,
we're going to continue to help you promote that. And hopefully everyone turns out for this great cause.
Yeah, I would love to see. I mean, it would be great to see a big crowd for just to show that, you know, we're in this thing together. You know, we can fight this as a community and be so positive about the direction that we're going. So thank y'all. I really appreciate y'all. It makes a huge difference to us and our team and the community, which y'all doing. Thanks. I mean, we really appreciate y'all. And I got a couple of shirts for y'all, too. So we're ready. And can you wear that, you know how they do the head cam? I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, I'm going to speak with our creative service department and see if they'll let me use it.
Awesome.
We'll see.
That's awesome.
We're definitely going to have a camera there someday.
Yeah,
both of us.
Thanks so much, and we appreciate y'all so much.
Thank you, Coach. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank y'all.
That was women's basketball head coach Gary Broadhead, for those who are just tuning in. Once again, their walks, they have the registration at the Cajun Dome at 8:30 a.m., registration's $10, and all of the proceeds go to the Andrea Broadhead Foundation.
The walk begins at 10:30 a.m. It ends around 12. It'll be a meet and greet around 1 p.m. And then, of course, the Louisiana versus Texas State game will start. Tip-off will be at 2, and survivors honored during the pregame. And it's $10 per person, y'all. $10 to get a fan, a shirt, and free admission to the game, to support a great cause that can affect not only women, but men as well. So, you guys, this is a great time to come together as a community.
Come out and support. We will be right back on 103.7 The Game, 1037thegame.com.
A good, good night of feeling. That tonight's gonna be.
He brings you the coaches, the players, and all the movers and shakers. Let's face it, everybody loves Dave.
They think he's a righteous dude.
This is Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 103.7 The Game.
Mm. There's a place called Ocean Avenue. Okay, wait, can we talk real quick? I think this should be our next poll question. Are you ready?
Okay.
These intros are cracking me up. Does everybody love Dave? Does everybody love Dave?
Yeah, because everyone's been like, it's a pleasant it's a pleasant surprise to hear a different voice on the air today.
But the intro we just heard says, everybody loves Dave. Make it the poll question, Joey. Does everybody love Dave? Yes, no, shut up, Emin Shaq.
I just want to say, Dave, that I'm going to vote yes, though, because you gave us, like, you thought of me to, like, sit here today. So I'm like, I'm going to be biased.
Dave secretly loves it when we mess with him, though. He's probably listening like,
I'm there even though I'm not there.
They're still talking about me.
All right, you guys. So we did a poll earlier about, is tournament pronounced tournament or, say it, Emily.
Tournament.
And 65% is saying tournament versus tournament. 30% says tournament, and 5% says shut up, Emin Shaq. Now it changed to 68% says tournament. So 68% of the people believe in me. Vote for Shakira Martin for president 2020. Okay.
But the one person who called in said tournament. So because shout out to my guy Mike from New Jersey.
Shout out to him for just calling in because you're the only caller.
We are a little upset with you guys this morning for not calling and talking with us.
But no worries. You still have 6 minutes to call in. 337-706-0111.
And all morning tomorrow.
All morning tomorrow because
you're
we're
stuck with
back
us
again.
Guess who's back, back. It is us. Okay.
Us. Yeah, if you also didn't know, we are trying to make a musical.
Yes. If you didn't join us all day today, pretty much we've talked about food. We've talked about singing. We've actually sang a lot. This has practically been a karaoke session.
We've been trying to get a record deal.
Yes. Shakira already has one. It's a shower professional record deal.
Yes.
But we've talked about, you know, we've talked Raging Cajun baseball, softball, LSU hoops, Raging Cajun men's hoops, who have a game tonight. We've talked with head coach Gary Broadhead from the women's basketball team about a big game that they have coming up this Saturday and the cause that it's for. We even talked high school hoops. Head coach, STM head coach Danny Broussard.
Oh, we got a call.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we got a quick fire with this one, ladies. We got Tim on the line, and he wants to put his input on the pronunciation question.
All right, let's go, Tim. Hear it.
Hey, what's up, guys? All right, so I'm just going to rationalize it this way. I'm going to say tournament for the simple fact of whenever you talk about it, nobody says we're going to the tourney, we're going to the tourney, you know? So
tourney,
I've always heard tournament. So,
we're going
of course,
to the tourney.
I am from South Louisiana also.
See?
So, you know.
Biased. But this is what I'm saying. Look at how it's spelled. It's T-O-U-R. That is tournament.
But when you shorten it,
but the word tour is in it. That doesn't mean that's how you pronounce it. I mean,
I think I say tourney, though. When I shorten it, I think I say tourney.
Do you? Okay, well, maybe it is a North-South thing. I don't know. I've always said tourney. So.
Shout out to you, Big T, for calling and telling us the rational side of it on why it is tournament and not tournament. Oh. Well. All right, Big T, shout out to you. You hung up in the middle of a shout out. I'm just saying, but thanks for calling. Yeah, we're glad someone picked up the phone.
Thank you guys so much for listening this morning. We are going to be back tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow.
And our guest is going to be Brody Miller, LSU Tigers baseball and football beat writer. So we're going to talk a ton of LSU. I am actually going to ask him some questions about the MLB because it's about Bryce Harper. Shakira, I don't think you want to weigh in about it.
I'm just going to sit here.
All right. So I'm going to hold off on my Bryce Harper talk until tomorrow. Thanks for joining us this morning, though.
Yeah, I'm definitely about to go get some food because that's what we've been talking about all day, food. So it was a good day. Hey, I know all the words of this. Don't tempt me. Just waking up in the morning. Gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of... I ain't gonna do it because we gotta go.
We gotta go.
We have fun
we'll
with you guys.
We'll be back tomorrow. Thank y'all for tuning in to 103.7 The Game. 103.7TheGame.com. See you tomorrow morning.
Holla.